May all glory be to the Lord. 9 minutes, and I'm sure I'll be able to finish it within that time. I stand here as recommended worker from the Christian Assembly Mangalore, which is in Karnataka, a city on the southwest coast of India. Coming from Karnataka, in the limited time, there are few facts that we may know about what is happening in Karnataka in the mission forefront. Karnataka is much a larger state compared to the neighboring state, Kerala. In area, it's much wider. And when we think about Karnataka state, it has about 70 million people. That's the population of Karnataka. And there are about 30 districts. Kannada is the major language spoken in the states, apart from many other regional languages and dialects that are being spoken in Karnataka. Coming to the forefront of the religious divisions of Karnataka. As we know, Karnataka, the population, almost 84%, 83 to 84% of people follow Hinduism. And there are about 13% of Muslims. And when we come to the Christian population, according to the official statistics, it's only about 1.8% Christians in Karnataka. But there are so many people who are not yet declared in that account. So probably a little more than 3% of Christians are there. But on record, according to the last census that was taken, it's only about 1.8% of Christians in that state. That is how the Christian population stands as a minority in Karnataka. It's also important to know the political situations of Karnataka. Currently, about 2 months back, an election took place and there's a change in the government. The Congress government has taken over, they are not as much against as the previous government was towards the Christians. And everyone in Karnataka, all the believers, believe it's an answer to the prayer that God could do that work. No one expected that would happen, but it happened. And when the previous government was ruling, they had introduced the anti-conversion bill, which is very tough. I mean, even if you give a tract, they have loopholes to arrest the person, saying that you already converted the person. Somebody comes to the Lord, and that person need not complain, but any of his family members or relatives can go and say, such and such evangelist converted my relative. So the evangelist can go to the jail. These were the tough conditions that they had brought in. But the present government is on a move to withdraw that bill, but a lot of issues are going on regarding that. Oppositions are there, but there are some areas in Karnataka where we have the freedom for the gospel. Probably some of the districts which are lying on the borderline of the Telugu-speaking areas, that is the Andhra, Telangana, that region, some of the areas, we have little freedom. There is no much opposition, but when it comes to the south, especially the southwest and the coastal region, the opposition is very high. But however, people who have their own church buildings and they are registered and worshipping inside that, there is no much issue. But most of the private gatherings, home gatherings have been attacked and it has been stopped there. That is the situation in Karnataka. Karnataka is a state that was earlier known as the North India of South. The reason, now when the missionaries came early days to India, they gave certain nicknames to certain states. And Karnataka was given the name as the North India of South. Because in those days, in South India, gospel was flourishing. People were coming to the Lord in large numbers, but North India was the toughest place. But if you look into Karnataka, Karnataka was one state surrounded by Kerala, Tamil Nadu, the former undivided Andhra, now it is Telangana and Andhra. In all these three states, the work flourished a lot, but in Karnataka, that was not happening. That is why they called it as the North India of South India. But now the situation has changed a lot than the earlier situation. At present, we have about 200 or a little more than 200 assemblies in Karnataka, apart from many other evangelical churches. And we have about 120 plus commended workers who are laboring in different parts of Karnataka. Now, when we come to the mission forefront, the ministries, Karnataka probably is a less known state, or you can say not many were known, because a large number of people were from the rural areas, and they are by themselves. Unless somebody introduces, somebody tells about them or their needs, the world is unaware about them. The reason I'm telling this is, there's not many people who would represent. I think today Brother Prabhudas will be telling few things after me. He's also from one of the assemblies in Karnataka. But there are workers who truly go through a lot of needs in their life. Now, when I talk about the major needs of the workers, the education of the children, it's a big need for the workers, especially those who are working in the rural areas, in the northern part of Karnataka. And many of them don't have good schools, and many of them can't afford to send children to some cities where they get a better education, and not many to support. It's all much limited. And the medical expenses that comes unexpectedly on the workers, it's a big need. All of them do not have any insurance, or there is not many who would support them in such cases, but many have these issues. There are few organizations who try to help the medical needs of the workers in the past, but then there is always a constraint of funds for that. We definitely need to pray a lot for them. And transportation. You know, vehicles, own vehicles. There are not many evangelists or many workers who have got their own vehicles, even a two-wheeler. Now, when we say transportation, okay, some of them have four-wheelers, their own cars, but a vast majority of them, they are not able to afford even a two-wheeler, a bike, which is very common in India. But they are all the need. So they have a lot of restrictions, lot of limitations in going out and doing this work. There are some training institutions, the Bible schools. One is the Karnataka Bible Institute. I think Brother Prabhudas will explain in detail about that. And then there is one Belgavi Discipleship Academy, which functions in Belgaum. These are the regular Bible schools, but not on a long term. These are short term courses. But we definitely need some place where on a regular basis, on a long term, the workers can be trained and they can be taught the word of God before they go to the work field. So these are some facts about the situations in Karnataka. So let me just leave it here. Brother Prabhudas will say a few more things about Karnataka, but do remember Karnataka, which is surrounded by states like Kerala, Tamil Nadu, and Andhra and Telangana region, where there are a lot many assemblies, but Karnataka still needs the support and prayer of the saints. God bless. Thank you.